From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. The banned nerve agents sarin and chlorine were very likely used in an attack in northern Syria last year. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons said in a new report Wednesday that sarin was probably used south of the city of Latamana in March 2017. The watchdog also concluded that chlorine was likely used as a weapon the next day at Latamana Hospital and in the surrounding area. The organization said its conclusions were based on witness testimony and sample analyses. The Saudi-led coalition backing Yemen's exiled government launched a fierce assault Wednesday on the crucial port city of Hodeidah. It's the biggest offensive of the years-long war in the Arab world's poorest nation. The fear is that a protracted fight could force a shutdown of Hodeidah's port at a time when a halt in aid risks tipping millions into starvation. Here's Jolien Veldwijk of Care International.
8 million people, even before this morning, were already at risk of starvation. If the port is closed, even for a day, this means that these people will die.
Officials from the UN's Office of the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs expressed fears a military attack on Hodeidah would impact hundreds of thousands of innocent civilians. U.S. President Donald Trump said Wednesday there is no longer a nuclear threat from North Korea via Twitter. After their historic summit on Tuesday, Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un signed a joint statement that contained a repeat of past promises to work toward a denuclearized Korean peninsula. U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan saying during a news conference Wednesday, the president should be applauded for his meeting with Kim. We have much more on VOANews.com. This is VOA News.